Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes. And we're gonna discuss the mafia. Once I like, share everyone, where the heck? Sorry, I'm trying to like, where's the chat? Sorry, I'm trying to copy the whatever. Okay, here's the agenda. Okay,
the agenda
about the mafia. Okay, so first things first. When did everyone first become interested in the mafia? I guess I should preface it by saying, like interested in learning about it, not joining. Or if you were ever interested in joining, please share that too.
I mean, hey, that should be a whole nother podcast itself.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, what's your story? I wanted to be a part of the mafia.
Oh my. I tried, but I was overqualified.
Oh my god, seriously.
But I was overqualified. That's amazing.
I don't know when it started for me. Like, I guess it just goes back that far. It just all blends in.
So you were always wanted to be part of the family.
Basically. It's like, I can't even place a time of, like, when I didn't like it.
That's crazy.
But I feel like, yeah, I can't, like, do a specific time, like, either, you know? Like.
Okay, I can.
Oh, shit, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Like,
yeah, fuck.
I only can because, like, to be honest, like, when I don't not like it, when I'm, like, not interested, like, it has never been like an obsession or like something that I really know a lot about. Like, I'm like, okay, I think Scarface is maybe mafia. I don't know if it is. Like, I'm just like, okay, there's these like Italian people who kill each other and like they talk funny and that's it. Like, and they like do some crime and, you know, whatever. Like, you know, like just, yeah, I mean, it's always like, okay, cool, this is like interesting, you know, whatever. Like, go to Chicago and did, Carol and I did like a mob tour, but like, it's never been like something I really like looked into or even like know anything about.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, you know, deep into it like you guys, like we're like, you know, you're like friendly with mobsters.
Oh yeah, you know, have them over for dinner every so often, you know, it's what you do. It's what you do for the family.
Stop. I mean, I can't say like, you know, like, oh, at this age I became interested, but like, yeah, it's kind of like what Nicole was saying. Like, I don't really remember a time like where I wasn't like interested.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like it feels like it's always been a part of you.
It's always been a part of my life.
Basically, yeah. You knew I was always part of it.
I was always meant to be, yeah, like, yeah, like, I literally, like, yeah, I just always, like, had a fascination with it. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, more of, like, a concrete example, like, I mean, maybe, like, I mean, we can, like, get into it, like, later or whatnot, but, like, the Growing Up Gotti, like,
yeah, or, like, Mob Wives or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there like, yeah, their show? Like,
yeah, oh, like yeah. The Growing Up Gotti, like, damn, that was like early 2000s, if I remember correctly. But yeah, it was like, you know, showcasing like Victoria Gotti and like her life. You know, it was like a really like early like TV, like reality TV show. So I'm not saying like my love started then or my interest, but but that's like one of the earliest, like, kind of like quote unquote memories I have, like, associated with mafia.
Okay, you know what? I think I'm with you on that one. That's like the most concrete thing, yeah. And yeah, I just looked it up. Yeah, that was early 2000s,
2004. Dang. Like, that was like hella like early, whatchamacallit, like,
that was early reality TV.
Damn straight, like hella early reality TV shows, but yeah, but like, I mean, yeah, that was like basically like about like her kind of like, yeah, life, like now, you know, with obvious like reference to, you know, the mafia and like her connections per se, like the family history is basically what I'm trying to get at. So yeah, so that's mine if I, you know, can.
Yeah, I'd have to piggyback on that one too. It's like a more of a concrete kind of a thing. Because, like, I feel like when I started watching that show, I kind of, like, already knew the Gotti name.
Okay.
But, like, I think that was more of, like, the concrete of, like, as far as I could remember for sure of, like, knowing about.
Well, because I feel like, I mean, I feel like for a lot of people, like, especially, like, our age, like, you know, that show probably, like, I mean, I know I didn't really know anything about the Gotti or anything, like, the Gotti name, like, whoever. Like prior to that show, because, you know, 2004, it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, either entering high school, you know, whatever. And it's like, what, like, you know, 12, 13 year old, like, really knows that. I mean, I didn't. And so I remember, like, I think, like, yeah, like, you know, my mom would, like, tell us, oh, this is, like, you know, she, not that she was, like, a crime lord, but, like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, like, I think she kind of just had some, like, you know, oh, this is, like, you know, who Gotti is, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, that's really interesting. But, like, yeah, it, like, yeah, that probably was, like, my first, I don't know, intro to it. But since then, I haven't really been, like, consumed with the mob, like, or, like, you know, I know a lot about it. I'm like, okay, there's a girl with, like, platinum blonde hair who was, like, the daughter of a mob person, like, okay, like, who has, like, a lot of plastic surgery, like, okay, like, that's it.
A lot of plastic surgery.
Dang, I wonder how much plastic surgery, but see, like, I think, like, the quote was, like,
sorry, you said, like, the hard-hitting topics.
Yeah, like, that's, like, oh my gosh, like, goodness gracious.
This is the stuff everyone wants to know.
So what do you guys think is the most interesting aspect of the mafia, like, yeah, to you guys?
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I like the whole aspect of, like, you don't, basically is like a family. You don't turn your back on family. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole, they look out for each other kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why that kind of just almost makes it feel slightly, like, wholesome in a way, even though that's probably the worst word to use to describe the mafia.
The Gotti movie that we just, like, watched.
Or some people watched.
Like, some people watched, but, like, you know, like, you know, we could touch on that, but, like, it's difficult because, like, especially in films like that or whatever, it's like, you know, okay, the mob or the mafia, whatever, what is the difference? Who knows? Like, you know that, you know, it's bad, but then when you're, you know, it's like if a film or something focuses on, like, the personal life and, yeah, their, like, dedication to, like, their own families, whatever, it's just like, okay, it's like, you can kind of sympathize with them, you know, despite them doing all this, like, bad stuff. You're like, oh, well, they care about their family, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. But, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it almost makes them more, not relatable, but just more human in a way. Like, they go through shit just like everyone else, but they just have different ways of handling it. Like, if your neighbor kills your kid, like, normal people, they just, you know, they never speak to that neighbor again. That's what normal people would do. Others, I don't want to say any names, Gotti.
No, then stop.
Make that neighbor disappear. Mm-hmm. Like, they go through the same shit people do, but they handle things a hell of a lot differently.
Yeah.
I just also want to say, like, I'm sorry, the whole thing about, like, oh, they go through things that everyone else does, like, if your neighbor kills your kid, like, as if that, like, everyone goes through that.
Yeah, everyone, yeah, exactly.
Everyone's neighbor runs over, you know, the neighborhood kid. Oh, crap, I ran over Timmy again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, like, everyone goes through the same stuff that, like, the mobsters, like,
that's the closest thing that came to my mind right away.
That's a hilarious. That was like the closest thing that came to your mind.
I know. I don't know why.
You know what? This is my thing too. I feel like they live like two different like lives. You know, I feel like yeah, you have like kind of like everybody, but you know, you have like your professional life and like your personal life. So like from the stuff that, like I've seen, like it sounds like the mobsters, like they really try to keep their family like out of business as much as possible. Right. That, so I yeah. feel, yeah. So like, yeah, the try, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes, you know, the kids get killed, but like, like,
but it's an everyday occurrence. So it's
an everyday occurrence, but like, weird is like yeah you know the mafia handles things differently, but I just can't imagine like, you know, handling it like the mob way, and then like, you know, you have your day at work, you know, you quote unquote clock out, you come back home, and
your
then
kid's Jimmy's, killed.
Yeah, then your kid gets killed, or like Jimmy, your kid's like complaining that like his teacher doesn't like him or whatever, and then I assume they're gonna, I hope they're telling their kid like, oh, just be patient, or you know, maybe your teacher's coming at it from this view, you know, like kind of presenting a more like level-headed approach, you know?
Yeah, but they're not.
Yeah.
See, I think that's the other thing too that's interesting about it is like, even though like there's been documentaries and movies and like we feel like we know so much, it's mm-hmm. one of those things where it's like, if you're not part of it, I feel like we don't even know the surface of what really goes on.
That's true.
It's one of those things where it's like, if you're not part of it, you don't know what really goes on. Like, yeah, there's documentaries and people say this and that, but it's like only the surface of probably what goes on.
Yeah. So
there's also still like that somewhat secrecy to it, that like the things that no one talks about. And I think that's another like interesting aspect of it.
Yeah. Excuse me. No. What? Yeah, no, what I think is interesting is, like, yeah, kind of, like, yeah, the secrecy to it, I guess, in a way, like, how their family, and they take care of each other, but then my whole thing is, like, you know, the rats, you know, like,
the Gravanos.
The Gravanos that, like, you know, they rat on, you know, like, their family, quote, unquote, so, yeah, so, like,
you don't go against family.
That's true. I guess what, like, this is like effed up, going back to like what, you know, how they handle things. Like what's kind of been like, okay, this is so bad, but a lesson I've taken from the mafia.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, so like someone does something, okay, like kill someone's kid. I mean, obviously you want revenge and you want a plan, and you know, sometimes they retaliate like immediately, obviously, but other times like they don't, and it's like a kind of like a drawn out process, you know. You know, like, you know, probably like calculating how to do it, like at the right time, you know, like probably there'll be repercussions, like, hey, if you go after this person, you know, blah blah blah. And so it's like, to me, that's kind of like, dude, you know, like, you kind of have to like trust the process. I'm not saying like kill anyone, but I'm just saying like, if something happens, you know, like, yeah, everyone's first reaction is, you know, to kind of react and like handle it. But, you know, many times, you know, the best solution could be doing the total opposite, you know, like not reacting at once and like taking a step back and, you know, kind of waiting for it and kind of like, you know, waiting for the perfect time.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Yeah. It's just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But that's just like my, this is like what I find interesting is like, you know, yeah, just like the timing of stuff, you know, and then also how, like, you know, like in a way, like, you know, like in we being a leader, like sometimes it's not like the loudest person who's the best, you know, like it's kind of be the more calculating or like cool, calm, collected person, you know, like going under the radar per se.
Yeah, that's
true. But if that makes sense, that's just like my two cents on that.
No, yeah, that makes sense. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, so that's my opinion. But like, yeah, like, guys, like, tell me about, like, the movie since, like, I didn't watch it.
Wow.
It was a very, like, I remember when it was on Lifetime, and Lifetime movies to begin with are extremely cheesy.
Wow, they're not.
So, like, when I was watching it, it's like, I forgot, like, how cheesy that movie was. Like, I remember when it was on TV, like, I saw bits and pieces of it, but I never saw it full through. So this was the first time seeing it full through. And I just couldn't get over, like, how bad the wig was on that girl.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Well, okay, this is another instance of me, like, not knowing what the hell this thing was.
That's amazing.
I literally thought it was going to be a, like, just kind of more, like, straight up, like, I had no idea that this was on, like, Lifetime. I didn't know anything about this thing. I just, like, saw it pop up on, like, Hulu. Mm-hmm. But, like, I thought it was just going to be, like, a straight-up documentary talking to Gotti, like, Victoria Gotti and, like, you know, whatever. Like, but yeah. I've always kind of liked these, like, half, not really half, like, a little bit of, like, documentary style and, like, small little interviews with Victoria Gotti, and then, like, but most of it's kind of, like, played out like a movie.
Like a recreation.
Like a recreation. Like, yeah, but I didn't know that. And, like, the first scene, I'm like, this person doesn't look like Victoria Gotti. Like, what the hell is going on here? Like, she looks so freaking different. Like, you know, did she get even more plastic surgery? Like, what is going on?
Stop.
Because seriously. Also, like, the actor, like, I mean, I can't tell if, like, Victoria Gotti, like, grew up, like, you know, when she was growing up, like, I mean, before she went blonde, like, you know, she looks, like, normal, like, you know, cute, you know, whatever. And then, you know, it, like, goes to her in the, what's it called? The, like, the little interview and, like, you know, her, like, I swear she got some, like, something, like, make her cheekbones mistake. Like, I don't know. She just looks, like, did she always look like that? Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe they should have chose, like, a different actress to, like...
Wait, so are you basically asking, when does she go platinum blonde?
No.
I'm just... early in life, but it's... Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Just her face is, like, drastically different.
Yeah, I'm just like, did she, like... I mean, did she happen to always look like that? And they just chose... I mean, I know it's, like, hard to find, like, an actor that looks, like, just like you did when you were a kid. But, you know, like, I mean, I'm assuming when she was younger, like, you know, she just looked more, quote-unquote, like, a normal kid. Like, but now she just, like, you know, has the really long hair, which is, like, okay, whatever. But then just, like, her facial structure and, like, her eyes. Like, I don't know if those are contacts. Like... that was, like, really jarring for me. That's why I'm like, wait, this isn't the girl, like, I remember, or the woman, like, I remember from the TV show. Like, that's what I was like, oh, this is, like, a movie, or, like, this isn't what I think it is, because I was like, this person looks so different from Victoria Gotti, and then it, like, you know, showed her, the actual Victoria Gotti. I was like, oh, got it. That was just, like, a recreation. I seriously thought it was her, and I'm like, her face doesn't look the same as, like, the one from, like, the early 2000s. I was like, what is going on here? And then I'm like, okay, then I was like, oh, Victoria Gotti must have gotten, like, some plastic surgery, or, like, you know, she just doesn't, like, look normal. Like, yeah.
No, I'm completely with you on that one.
Oh my gosh. Wait,
so, yeah, so sorry, that's my main takeaway.
Wow, okay, I didn't even know where to begin on that one. What was I gonna say? So, okay, so this is like in a way, like a movie, right? From what I'm gathering, what you guys are saying.
Yeah, it was like 95, like she kind of narrated throughout the movie.
Oh, okay.
So in essence, it was as if they were interviewing her in real life, and she was kind of just like saying, you know, oh, when I was younger, this situation happened, and my mother did this, and my father said that. And then they took that and then just made like a mini, like little kind of created what she was describing.
Oh, okay. I get it now. And then that's why Catherine was saying, like, half kind of documentary, half like movie-ish. Drama or half movie.
Yeah, basically, okay. like a dramatization kind of a thing, but with of her life and everything. So it was like, yeah, Like, I'd say a good portion, I'd say half and half of her doing an interview and then her talking about, like, experiences and things that happened as she grew up. Because she was still narrating throughout the whole movie itself, too. I'd say about half and half of, like, documentary slash movie.
Okay. No, did it focus more, like, on her early, like, was it really focused on her, like, Victoria Gotti, or was it more, like, her perspective, like, what her father did, etc.?
I think it was more, like, through her eyes of growing up, because it did start off young and then progressed as up to when she got married with kids and had kids.
So okay. It
was kind of, like, her experiences with her father, with her family, just kind of like seeing it through her eyes from her perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So okay. It wasn't a great movie. I don't see it popping up for any Oscars anytime soon.
Wow.
But it was just, again, it was a Lifetime movie. So it was very cheesy, very like, I don't want to say fake looking, but it just, it's a Lifetime movie. I mean,
well, how dare you? Like, how dare you?
I mean, I love a good Lifetime, like, docu movie kind of a thing, but it just mm-hmm. It was very cheesy.
Damn. Well, yeah, that's like Lifetime for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my question. If Lifetime approached you,
for
us to do a movie about our lives, what would you say? Yes or no, basically? Would you do it?
I don't think my life's that interesting to be a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's just say they approach us for the podcast and they're like, yeah, like, we want to do like a Lifetime movie, like, based on the podcast. What should we say?
I mean, like, I'm assuming this is, like, if the podcast becomes successful, like, I'm assuming, or, like, and right okay, now, I think they're going to ask us, they're going to be like, who are these people?
Dude, they should, like, I guess where I'm coming from with this question is, from what I remember about Victoria Gotti, like, from growing up Gotti, you know, I just am surprised, you know, with the reputation that Lifetime movies have, that she would choose or allow, like, a Lifetime movie about her and that she would be involved in it. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's one of those things where it's like, again, respect for Lifetime, but they're like one of the networks. They're kind of like TLC. They'll take anything.
That's, yeah.
They will accept any project that comes towards them. They will air whatever they can. So I think, I'm sure it's one of those things where it's like, I'm sure she approached other, like, networks.
Oh, you think she approached people? I was coming at it by Lifetime approached her.
I don't know when this came out. I mean, again, I just saw it on Hulu recently, but if it was out previously on Lifetime, like, it could have been a little bit ago, but, like, you know, she's kind of like, I mean, I didn't really think about her, to be honest, like, until I was scrolling on Hulu and I saw that thing pop up about, like, oh, like, my father's daughter, like, whatever, like, her life story is, like, whatever it's called. Like, I didn't really think about her. So, you know, I'm not surprised if, like, yeah, she was kind of, like, going around to the networks and kind of trying to pitch it because, you know, maybe she was trying to drum up some press for, like, a new thing. She was, like, kind of a new endeavor, like a cookbook or whatever, and exactly. No one's gonna buy it because it's like, who is this girl, who is this person again, like, you know. Yeah
It came out last year, and, like, you on that point, it's like, you're right, she's kind of like, I don't want to say she's not, like, as famous or popular, but it's just in essence her stock has kind of, like, come down a bit, so it's kind of like not that big of a deal anymore, I guess, in a sense. Her name, probably. I don't know. Probably just talking out my.
No, that makes sense. You know,
your aspect's a good point.
Like,
So it's like, yeah, like to your point, it's like she's trying to drum up business for something, or just trying to keep her name out there in a sense. So it's kind of like, hey, I'm sure no network is going to be like, hey, the Gotti coming to us, or us going to a Gotti, like, let's do a movie about your life. Like, that's still, even to this day, the mafia still draws a decent crowd.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. And I feel like, I mean, no offense to her, but a lot of her stock, or quote-unquote, like worth, you know, like professional worth, like, is based on, like, her connection to the mafia. So she kind of has to keep putting herself out there, you know?
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Yeah, to, like, you know, stay relevant and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I mean, because again, she's done books and everything. She's a successful author. But at the same time,
I've never seen one of her books.
Me either.
I've never seen them either, but she's done like, I think, 7 or 8 books.
No issues.
She's done like a couple cookbooks. She's done like 4 regular.
I'm looking up this.
We're fact checking Nicole. We're fact checking Nicole.
I'm not denying, because I think she.
Oh, I'm denying. No, I'm not denying it either.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see, like, are they popular? Like, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, because at the same time, like, if her name was Victoria Nielsen, like, I don't think she would be as successful. But because of that gaudy name, that's gonna bring in people or prospective publishers that would be like, hey, you know, there's a Gotti attached to this, maybe we can make some money.
Okay, on Amazon, so it came out in 2006, so she's probably was riding high from, you know, growing up Gotti. I mean, on Amazon, it only has 35 ratings, so not that much, but it has like 4.5 stars. But like, there's just not that many, like,
wait, out of, 4.5 out of 5?
4.5 out of 5, but it only has like 35 reviews. So
for the book?
Okay.
For the book, yeah. It doesn't, like, I don't think a lot of people bought it.
Damn.
At least not on Amazon. She looks even different here compared to in the video in the Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, her eyes are a different color. Like, she... You know, that's what she's been doing all these years.
Yeah, now we know what she's going to do.
Yeah, I don't really think that this was, like, a really big seller.
Damn.
I think that's probably why it's just like, oh, let's do a little movie about it. Maybe it'll drum up more.
I think we need to, like, tell people about resources if they want to learn more about the mafia.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, like, I know, Nicole, you said that you had, you're, like, watching a new show, basically, or, like, that involves the mafia?
So, it's basically, I did my little research on it. Shocking, I know. But
oh, dang.
Last year, a show called Made in Staten Island came out. It was a reality show.
Okay, I mean.
Made in Staten Island. And it basically focused on, like, the kids of mafia people.
Oh.
But it did so poorly, it only lasted, like, a few episodes, and they canceled it right away.
Oh, that's
cool. So you're really gonna, like, suggest that.
So, this new show is a spinoff from that, still have the same people and everything, but they kind of retooled it and added more... the parents of the kids as well, and guess who the star is?
One of the Gottis?
Karen fucking Gravano.
No!
Oh, shit!
Yep. So it follows, it's called Families of the Mafia.
Okay.
And it follows four families involved in it. Karen is the number one. It's her and her daughter.
Yeah.
And they do have parts where they go visit her father, the rat. lives in Arizona. And oh, I guess
so should we should we give, like, the listeners, like, a brief thing about, like, yeah, why did we call this Gravano, like, a rat? Like, what, like,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, like, I mean, for those of us who aren't, like, you know, deep into the mob as you are.
Basically, okay, that's right. We should. Okay. So the guy's name was Sammy the Bull Gravano. Everyone always has a damn nickname. So he was the underboss, which is basically, I like to say, the assistant manager.
Mobsters are just like us.
They're just mobsters
are just like us. They have, you know, they go through stuff that we go through.
They do. They got their 401ks, you know, they got to put in for their vacation time.
Yeah, I wonder what their health plan's like.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh my gosh. With that Colt 45 swinging in the doctor's face, you know, it's a good plan. He was basically the underboss in the Gambino crime family, which is one of the five major families in New York.
Dang.
And the leader of the Gambino family was at the time, well, it was first, I forgot the guy's name, but John Gotti essentially killed him to take over his spot.
Okay.
So he was an underboss while John Gotti was the main guy. And he basically ratted on Gotti, and that's what got him sent to prison.
I know he was a rat, but I didn't realize he, like, ratted on, like, the John Gotti.
Oh, yeah. The Teflon Don. Like, that is what ultimately brought him down, was because Sammy the Bull helped the feds and everything and took him down. So it's like from then on, the Gravano name has just been known as a rat. Like, you don't rat on family. Like, that was always the number one thing in the mafia. It's like, don't be a rat. If you're a rat, you're going to get killed.
So what happened to, like, the Bull Gravano? Like, I mean, did anyone kind of turn on him? Because he's like, you ratted him out. Like, you know, you're not supposed to do that to the boss. Or, like, or did he just was like, oh, hey, yeah, I killed or I ratted on John Gotti, like, yeah, I want to go grab a coffee. Like, you know, was anyone, like, mad that he did that?
I from what I remember, like, obviously, like, hella people were like, you know, you just don't do that. How could you do that? And so he himself still got, like, 20, 25 years in a federal prison.
Oh, wow.
And he was sent over to Arizona. He was doing his time in, like, it was an Arizona state prison. I'd have to double check on that one, but he was released a few years ago.
He was?
Yeah. So, like, back to the whole show part of it, this show was filmed over the last 2.5 years, and they're barely airing it now.
Damn!
Because, like, in the first episode or two, Karen goes to visit her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking, you know, he just got out and everything. And so I looked up when he got out. He got out in 2017.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
So they're really going in the archives for this one. So this was filmed, like, over a couple years.
Well, I feel like that was the same thing with Tiger King, was that, like,
yeah,
it was, like, years and then it just, like, came out, you know?
Yeah, because Tiger King was, like, what, 5 years, I think the guy said in the beginning?
Yeah, like, I just want to know, like, all that footage they have, like, you know, for Tiger King and then for this show. It's like, dude, like,
you could do, like, 10 shows over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's basically, like, she's, like, the main one. Then another family is the O'Toole family, which they're part of the Irish mob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Then you got the Augustines, which are basically, they weren't part of the mob, but they grew up with the mob. So they're kind of like a friend of them. So they're like part of it. And then the other one is the LaRocca family, the mom and dad were basically like, not drug lords, but like they were the drug people between the mobs.
They sold
drugs for them, with them, to them. So that's what kind of makes them part of, like, I guess the mafia in that sense.
That's, oh my gosh, like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, so it basically just follows them around, their daily life and the kids, and, like, so far it's pretty good. And, like, I was reading that, I guess the people who own the rights to Mob Wives
were
trying to sue families of the mafia because they're saying, hey, you know, that's copyright infringement, especially since you got Karen Gravano. But I guess Karen did an interview saying the difference was Mob Wives focused more on the wives of it and how they dealt with everything.
Yeah.
And this show involves the kids and the grandkids and just them going through their daily life because they're just like everyone else.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why. Wait, Mob Wives, the producers or whatever of Mob Wives tried to sue this show or members of the mafia?
Oh my god!
Tried to sue the mafia.
I was like, oh my god.
No, sorry. That would be a whole nother. Oh, that'd be a good show too.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but I guess the whatever company owns the rights to Mob Wives,
yeah,
tried to sue MTV for airing the show called Families of the Mafia, saying it's copyright infringement.
No, just because they have Karen Gravano, I mean, that's just, like, one person, you know? They have, like, these other people who are new, you know?
Yeah, I think it's mainly because of, like, that, not only that, but it's just, like, essentially, I mean, in Mob Wives, it still had the kids on there, too, so it's very similar to them. Because if I remember correctly, didn't Mob Wives still have all the kids on there, too?
Well, okay, from what I remember, like, some of the kids were mentioned / would show up, but by far, it was just, like, the main characters, you know? Okay. It was really, like, the wives. I mean, of course, if they had kids, like, they would be in it, per se, but, like, I wouldn't argue that the kids played a major role.
Okay, so yeah, that's what Karen's distinction was, that it's the kids didn't play a major role, and then this one they do, so that's what makes it different.
Yeah.
Which I could see that.
Yeah, and because I don't remember, obviously, like, every little thing, but yeah, I just, like, from the seasons I did watch, it was definitely heavy on the wives, which, duh, it should be.
Yeah.
And that was many years ago, so I think the kids were, like, some of them were younger, you know? So it's just, like, they couldn't have, like, a major role because, like, they were young. So it's just kind of, like, yeah, because I think, who's that main psycho one?
There's a few.
No, the main one.
Renee?
Yes, Renee.
Graziano?
She had a child. She had a kid, obviously, but I mean, I remember him being in and out of it, and, like, you know, him mentioned, and he would, you know, have some scenes. But I wouldn't say the show was based on him, and I, you know, wouldn't say, like, oh yeah, I got a good perspective or, like, what he's about. If that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Then I get.
Yeah.
That.
So. Yeah, like, oh my gosh, because it could be, like, the next generation, you know, because you have, like, so, like, for this new show you're talking about, like, you have, like, Karen, you know, and, like, people like her that are, like, you know, like, that was, like, the next generation, like, directly connected, but then you have this new generation that's, like, basically, like, one step, you know, like, behind or one step removed, you know, like, they
so
have.
So are
you, like,
talking about the grandkids?
I'm talking about the grandkids of the mobsters. Like, they have, like, to me, a shield, you know, whereas, like, Karen and Mob Wives, like, they were, like, directly, like, affected and, you know, stuff like that. But now the grandkids, like, they have that buffer, like, with their moms or however they're connected, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. I get that.
Yeah, that's just, like, my, 2 cents worth.
Yeah, it's a decent show. Like, it's on MTV, so it's like, it's not like a grand, like, reality show or anything. I mean, then again, no reality show is really, like, grand, but
which kind of sucks because it's, like, it's such a good topic and, like, it has so much potential, you know.
Yeah, see, like, the like Mob Wives, I felt like it felt like I was watching, like, a mob mafia kind of a reality show, as opposed to this one. Like, yeah, the kids and everything, it involves the families. They still have that last name, but it doesn't, like, have any of, like, the, that mafia factor to it. Like, yeah. It doesn't, I don't feel anything watching it. Like, watching Mob-wise, it felt like, oh, shit, you know, this is, like, straight out of the Mob or something. Because, like, it was a direct line of, like, you know, those were the kids or they were married to them. Like, Renee's, was it Renee's dad or something was part of it? Or, like, that's what he was known for. Drita, her husband was in it. It's like
Drita.
Drita.
Drita. Oh my gosh, she was bad shit.
Like, see, they had a direct line. It was like a direct link, so it felt very mobster. But now that it's like families, it feels like, oh, okay, a grandkid or the great grandkid. It's like, okay, that's not that big of a direct line. Like, yeah, you're still related, but that's all basically it is.
No, I totally agree with you, because what I liked about Mob-wise, especially like in their early seasons, like they would have to explain like their connection. It was definitely like a direct connection and stuff. And then even like with other seasons, like they all kind of, well, basically kind of came from the same like neighborhood. So they had their own connections with their own connections with the mafia. They also had their own connections with each other, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely felt more real. But yeah, but if again, if you have that connection removed and you're a step separated from it, especially because Karen and that, like a lot of those generations, like they like tried to get out of it or like really, I mean, not saying they were directly in it, but they were trying to distance them. This is the impression I got. Like they were trying to distance themselves like from that, you know, and kind of start like a new life, you know, in more ways than one. So, of course, if they're trying to distance themselves, by default, their kids or the grandkids are going to be even more distant. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, it also feels a little ridiculous sometimes because, like, some of the kids, like, try to be all hardcore. It's like, yo, my dad was in the goddamn mob and F this, F that. Like, I'm super hardcore. It's like, sit your scrawny ass down.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what, that's what I'm saying too, is that if you have like, well, it's going back, like with what I impress, you know, I'm impressed with the mob or whatever. Like if you have to tell people like, I'm so hard and you know, I'm this and I'm that, like you're not, you know,
It's like that's not how things are done.
Yeah.
Cause you know, we know so much about it, you know, we're part of the mob.
Hella do. We can have our basic mob.
That Bay Area mafia.
Oh my gosh, Bay Area Mafia. I would like die.
Basic Bay Area Mafia.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
We do things like normal people.
We really do. Like, we're visionaries.
Like, if your neighbor kills your son, you just don't talk to them. Put the mob on
you. Just don't talk to them.
No, yeah, they handle it really well. They just, normal people just, oh yeah, we're the 4 or 5, we just don't want to talk.
Like, I'm no longer getting sugar from that bitch's house. But the mafia, you know, they handle it differently.
Oh, that is amazing.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Kath, do you have any, whatchamacallit, recommendations? Like,
I mean, it's not really, like, accurate. I mean, it's not, like, you know, a straight-up documentary, and it's not, like, you know, talking about, like, Italian mobs. But if anyone wants, like, a show that's actually based on a real Irish, like, wait, like, it will, like, English, like, gang, but it's like, Irish people, whatever, I would suggest Peaky Blinders.
Oh my god, I've heard of that one.
I need to watch that.
It's like amazing. Like, yeah, it's just like, it's based on a real like gang or whatever. I guess it's more of like a gang, but like whatever, gang mob, same thing. But yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, like anything like, you know, I don't know if these events really happen. I mean, it's obviously like, you know, more of like a TV show, but if, you know, but I mean, that's my recommendation. I don't really have any like books or podcasts. I don't really like yeah, have any of those type of suggestions. You guys are like the mob experts.
No, I've heard Peaky Blinders is a really good show. Like, I've heard that's amazing. Like, yeah, I've heard really good things about it.
Like, I can, like, yeah, I just, like, started watching it because, like, yeah, I'd heard about it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it was one of those things where, like, I can't keep watching the same shows on repeat. Like, why do I even have, like, a Netflix account? And then I, like, was just like, okay, I'll give Peaky Blinders a shot. And then, like, I just, like, got sucked in.
Okay, I'm definitely going to have to add that to my list, my ever-growing list. That's never going to stop.
Serious. Yeah, like, in yet again, Nicole, like, you have all these shows, but you watch the same shows.
Whoa. I know where you're going with it. Leave my West Wing alone. I will not have it.
Well, especially if you pause, like, I have so much to watch. Like, oh, but wait.
I know, I really do. My DVR was already getting backed up again. Like, I really need to settle down. It's not like I don't have the time. Yeah, I need to start watching shit.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Well, let me share my resources or my recommendations.
Please do.
All right, like, I got, like, roped into, like, leading this discussion tomorrow, so, like, I'm, like, making a PowerPoint. Okay, sorry. Or my stuff. Okay, my thing. Oh, we have to talk. Okay, my gosh, we have to have, like, another episode talking about our Vegas trip.
Oh, my God.
Because I was thinking, like, oh, my gosh, we could talk about the Mafia in Las Vegas, like, the Mafia Museum has, like, favorite.
Okay, we have to do that. We need to do that one.
Okay, that can be our next one. We can do an extended okay. one. Okay,
so okay, like, there we go.
Yeah, so the stuff like I like that, like, or like I've read or like whatever about the Mafia. So there is a podcast, like, straight up called Mafia. They have a couple seasons, but like the seasons are pretty short. But it basically each episode focuses on a mobster. For instance, they have like an episode or two on like John Gotti. That's like really interesting, you know. But was one thing that on the John Gotti episode that I remember, what really stood up to me is, like, according to the podcast, like, they didn't consider, like, John Gotti to be, like, a good, whatchamacallit, a good, like, mob leader. So, which is really interesting because I feel like, you know, you hear him, like, hear his name, like, so, like, much, you know? It's like, oh, he had to be, like, a good... like, you know, boss or whatever. But according to this podcast, like, he wasn't. So that was really interesting. So you can check that out. Then, so I've been to Chicago, like, a couple times. So I think that the first time was with Kath. So in prep, or one of the times, I read the book American Mafia, Chicago, True Stories of Families Who Made Windy City History by William Griffith. And kind of like as the book title suggests, it's focused on the mob, like, in the mafia. I mean, sorry, the mafia in Chicago. And each chapter, it kind of went in chronological, order, and then each chapter, like, focused on, like, a specific, like, person. So it went way back, because something I was always interested in the mob was, like, how the hell did it get started, you know? Like, I mean, I know, you know, a lot of it came over from, like, Italy, but I was, like, always, like, really interested, like, how exactly did this form? So the book touches on that, and it kind of goes into the beginning of, like, the mob's history, like, in Chicago, like, highlighting, like, the leaders. And as, like, you know, I know Kath and Nicole mentioned that, you know, the Irish mob, and, like, in Chicago there was, like, the Irish mob versus, you know, like, the Italian mob. And so it kind of highlights characters, like, leaders and people from both groups. So it was really interesting. So, like, I recommend that one. And then recently I watched, like, a documentary called, or I'm pretty sure it's called, like, Our Godfather. And it's like, in a way, it's similar. Like, it's about this, she was married to someone who was in the mob. What was I going to say? It's interesting because I don't think, so she was based and met the mobster, and I forgot, like, his name, in Brazil. So the mobster had to flee Italy. He ends up in Brazil, and then she like marries or gets with this lady. She has like a kid, you know, blah blah blah. Eventually, they go to the, well, not the mobster, but the wife or the girlfriend or whoever, like, goes to America, like, with her son. So then her son is, like, featured in it. So it's kind of about, like, the mom and the son and how, like, that life still affects him. So the son's like, oh, I always, you know, catch, like, protection. I always have, like, protection on me because, you know, there's still people out, like, for revenge, like, stuff like that. So. So yeah, like that was kind of interesting to like highlight someone different in the mob, and then you know, kind of how the family reacts to it. So,
where's that one at?
That's on Netflix.
Ooh, okay, I'm gonna have to add that one too.
Yeah, that was like pretty interesting because the mobster eventually turned like as a rat as well. Okay. Yeah, it was Gravano, basically, and like even like decades later, like the son's still like worried about people coming from revenge, and apparently I was just like, really? Like I couldn't imagine like living like that life, you know, like always like having to watch my back, you know, stuff like that.
You should still do that now. I'm watching you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you should still do that. I'm watching.
I'm gonna have to check out that one then.
Yeah.
I will add it to my list.
Add it to
your list. Your list is crazy.
Oh, my list is just, at this point, it's basically the whole library.
Just, basically just everything. Okay, peeps. Oh my gosh, you've only seen like 2 hours.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, because the Rona.
That Rona, I'm telling you, it really takes a lot out of you.
It freaking does. Like,
the damn Rona.
And to our listeners, please don't chug bleach. Just don't.
Yeah, please do not.
Please don't.
I mean, we really should have a disclaimer. Do not chug bleach.
Oh my gosh. Don't join the mafia. Don't, if someone like kills your kid, like. Just to talk to them.
They look after their own.
Yeah. Just don't talk to them. Take legal action. Yeah.
But a lot of the times you can't take legal action.
Oh, for the mom?
No, I'm saying like in general. Like I don't know.
That's true.
Slightly off topic. I was reading this like statistics thing on like people that are killed in an accident.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's like someone you know or something. A high percentage of those people are not charged with anything because it's considered an accident.
And oh, damn.
You aren't liable for it. So you could literally kill someone and call it an accident. And if you're able to prove that it was an accident, you won't do any time for it.
That's crazy.
Well, I guess I would hope that this would just apply. Like, let's just say, like, I'm driving along and then somebody is, like, drunk. And they hit me, and then my car hit somebody else, and then that person dies. Like, I would hope that, like, I wouldn't get charged because, you know, the drunk person hit me, and then, like, my car hit. Like, so in some, while it's, like, really sad, like, you know, some instances I can understand why, if it's truly an accident, like, you shouldn't get charged because it's, like, hey, or that's, like, your car, like, blows up or like something happens and then you know you skip, you know, like it's just like it's kind of out of your control. Now if you're like drunk driving and you like hit somebody and like you kill them, like I would hope, like obviously you're gonna get like a charge, you know, something like brought up on charges, but I could see how like in an actual accident, like, you know, it makes sense not to charge the person because, you know, it really was an accident.
Yeah, see, something like that, yeah, it would be, like, the drunk person to get charged. But, like, if it's, like, you and one other person and, like, you ended up killing someone and it was an accident, then, yeah, a high percentage of, like, accidents like that don't actually come to, like, anything. Because it's, yeah, it's considered an accident. And I forgot what the percentage was, but it was a very high percentage.
Mm,
which is just, I mean, like, yeah, accidents happen, but I think when you take someone's life, like, that's, I don't know, it's a whole other thing, I think. Yeah, at least in my opinion.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
That's a great way to end that.
Yeah, on that. On that.
Talk about murder and killing people, you know, that's what we do, because yes. We're part of the mob.
We're part of the mob. On that wonderful note, guys, it's been real.
It's been real, everyone.
It's been real.
Wait, time out. Oh my gosh, time out. I can't believe I forgot this. It just came to my mind. With people or with, like, people saying, like, yo, like, drink bleach. That goes, like, to Nicole, who was, like, spearheading this years ago, saying when she heard people's voices that she wanted to, like, chug bleach and, like,
eat glass.
Eat glass and follow it with a shot of bleach. I remember bleach. That one. Yep.
Dude, you're a pioneer in the medical community.
I mean, you know, I was curing diseases long ago. You know, it's just.
So did Trump get his information from you?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Stop.
I speak daily with the president and give him legal medical advice. I mean, that's just. That would be between me and the president if that were to happen. So. I can't confirm that. Unless on, like, some out of this crazy ass universe, drinking bleach helps. all those kids that were eating Tide Pods were ahead of everyone then.
Seriously.
They were getting ready for the bleach.
Hells yeah. They were,
so we should look up to them.
Visionaries. Visionaries.
Oh my god.
Gosh. Okay, basics. You on the flip side.
Yeah, so wait, what's our sign off thing?
Oh, we never had a sign off, huh?
I was like,
oh, wait, wasn't it like stay basic or like?
Or like go forth and be basic.
Go forth and be basic.
And don't drink bleach, kids.
Bye. And don't drink bleach. Seriously, yeah, we need to practice/ come up with our sign off.
Okay, yeah, because I think it's changed every time we've done it. So yeah, exactly. This week it's gonna be go forth and be basic. Side note: don't drink bleach.
Don't drink bleach.
There we go.
Oh my gosh, we can start next week's podcast with a welcome back. If you're listening to this, you know, I'm proud of you for not drinking bleach.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Okay, yes, we're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Okay.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.